We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Take Off with John Clark, presented by Rivers Casino. And NFL free agency and Eagles free agency is going on. And let's bring in a former Super Bowl champion with the Eagles. He had three touchdowns in the Super Bowl in the NFC title game. Alshon Jeffrey, it's been a while. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me. Hope all is well with you, too.
Yeah, hope everything is good with you. And we see the Eagles jersey there. We see the Bears helmet, but we see the Eagles jersey. So when people talk to you, do you consider yourself an Eagle or do you consider yourself a Bear? Like, what do you consider yourself?
I mean, I'm both, man. The Bears is fortunate to give me an opportunity, you know, to help me change my family life. So I'm both, you know. And Philly, my time there was great. You know, I had a great experience. We won the Super Bowl, so I'm both.
Nice. And when you look at free agency right now and you see that the Eagles have signed Saquon Barkley, what was your initial reaction with the offense that they already have and the players they have adding a Pro Bowl running back like that?
Man, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what the offense look like this year because I know he's a special player, special talent, and him and Jalen in the backfield together, it's going. Hey, sky's the limit.
And you as a great receiver in this league, what does having a running back like Saquon Barkley, who is a three-down back, can run it, catch it, what does that do to help a receiver like you in this Eagles offense?
It's going to be more single high safety, I'll tell you that. Like, I mean, that's what you want. I mean, I look forward to AJ and Devontae having a great time. I mean, having a field day out there, like having fun out there. And Dallas. I mean, like, so you got to pick your poison if you're going to try to stop the run or you're going to try to double team somebody. So it's, I'm excited. And like I said, being as a receiver, like sometimes you just want to watch special talent just do their thing.
What impresses you about Saquon when you watch him?
I mean, knowing that he could score every time we touch the ball and seeing what he did, I'm not, no knock against the Giants, but I'm just saying, I know that we have a better O-line. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. I just know that we have a better line, so just wait and see. I'm excited about it.
And I remember talking to Malcolm Jenkins a couple times about this. I would say to him, who is the hardest player to tackle? And he said number one for him in his career was Marshawn Lynch, but he said Saquon is second. Do you know for a fact, especially in those cold games in December in the Northeast, cold towns where you see Saquon running at defenders? I mean, do defenders really want to get in there and tackle that guy?
I mean, I never played defense, but I've heard some of my buddies who play defense, they chatter about that. Like, it's different. And being on offense, you know that if you got a good running back that, like when we had LeGarrette or Jay, we just knew that they're not going to want to tackle in the cold, especially if they're not used to it. So, I mean, he's already a Penn State alumni, so he's used to that. Plus, he's living in New York. So, I'm like I say, it's going to be an exciting season. And I guess we're going to see.
And what else can Saquon bring when the Eagles last year, second half of the season, they had a really hard time having answers to the blitz? What can a guy like Saquon, who can catch the ball out of the backfield, he can block on third downs, but he can also catch it out of the backfield. How much does that help have answers for the blitz?
I mean, he's a special talent, so I'm sure they're going to correct some of those things from this past season, whatever the situation was. Like, I have faith in Howie, the front office, and I know Jalen and those guys going to correct some of those. But adding Saquon definitely helps out a lot. So I'm sure they're going to have a lot of different wrinkles in the offense that we can expect.
So, of course, in Philly here, Eagles fans call it Howie season, when they see Howie Roseman get to work, and he had over $40 million in cap space. They got a young pass rusher, edge rusher, Bryce Huff from the Jets. They also brought back C.J. Gardner-Johnson. When you came to the Eagles, you came on a one-year deal. Boom, they win the Super Bowl in 2017. What do you think of what Howie does every year to transform this Eagles team?
Man, Howie's a mastermind. He's a genius. You know, he's one of the best at it, if not the best. Like, putting a team together and knowing how to create wiggle room with cap space or whatever it is. Like, he's one of the best, if not the best, like I said. So, like, definitely a big fan of Howie. He knows the right buttons to push and to get a team together and to build a great team.
And being around Howie, of course, when you won the Super Bowl, the organization tried desperately to get back there and try to win it again when you were with the Eagles. Do you sense, especially what happened last year, where they were 10-1 to start and had the collapse, that really makes everybody hungrier?
Oh, definitely, for sure. I mean, whatever happened last year is last year. That's how you got to look at it. Like, it's a new year, new season. Don't even dwell on the past. Just move forward. Just flush it. Like, it's just one of those seasons that, unfortunately, things like that happen. They're still a great team. Still got a great core guys. And I believe in them.
So you've watched Jalen Hurts play. You were teammates with him for your last year in Philly. What do you think of his ascension in the NFL? And obviously he had an MVP type year leading them to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, but maybe he had more turnovers last year. He didn't look as good. What do you think his future is rebounding from this year?
The sky's the limit for Jalen. I mean, Jalen know what he got to do in the work that he got to put in. I can say my time there with him, like, he always was a true professional, always did extra and kept the guys together. And I would say from day one, like, you just knew that Jalen was going to be special. I mean, just some of the practices when he was going against the first team defense, like, you just knew that he was going to be special. So I wasn't surprised. But yeah, that he had when he went to MVP, you just got to – I feel like this season is going to be – it ain't no pressure on him. Like, he can handle any pressure there is. Like, I feel like that's any quarterback that goes to the Super Bowl, and the next year is not what expected or the expectation is set higher. But he's going to continue to be him, and he's going to have a great year.
I don't know if you've heard some of the talk. Of course, being a former Chicago Bear, Justin Fields is one of the most fascinating things in the NFL right now. And some people are saying, well, they're not going to trade for him. A team isn't for him to be the starting quarterback at this point, or maybe the Bears were asking for too much. So some people have suggested it is possible the Eagles need a backup quarterback. Could they possibly trade for Justin Fields to come in as Jalen Hurts' backup? What do you think that would create as a situation when Jalen is your franchise quarterback?
I'm not going to get into that, but like I said, Howie do a great job of building the team. Like, I know Jalen is the future of the franchise, so I mean, I'm sure if that was to happen, Jalen would welcome with open arms. But like I said, I'm not going to get into that. Like, Justin Fields is a special talent of his own. So I just feel that the right team or the right coach, all it just takes is one team or one person to believe in you. So.
It's interesting. It's interesting because everybody does know Jalen Hurts is the franchise quarterback. You were there in the final year of Carson Wentz with the Eagles. Jalen Hurts gets drafted, and don't know if Carson was looking over his shoulder or if some guys gravitated to Jalen, but it kind of all fell apart. How much do you have to manage as an organization the relationships with quarterback and his teammates, but also making sure the quarterback isn't looking over his shoulder?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a professional organization. It's you're professional. So it's always next man up or whatever the situation is. Everybody's true competitors. I always look at a situation like when I was on, I tell every receiver in the receiver room, even when I was in Chicago, like playing with B. Marshall and everybody else, like we always just say that we want everybody to feel that we the best. So every day just bring it. But we all bring something special to the table. But we, you know, we're going to have fun and compete. But it's all love. So just be happy for the next person and just keep going.
So if I could put you on the spot, who do you think is the greatest receiver in Eagles history? Because there's kind of an argument now in Philly, whether it's T.O. or A.J. Brown.
Hey, I'm big fans of both of those guys. I guess it depends on the time, like, because T.O. special in his own right and AJ special in his own right. So I'm not gonna get into the comparison, but they both special. And like I said, I'm a big fan of both of those guys. They well, AJ still got some work to do, but he's a future Hall of Famer in my eyes. Like, he just got to continue to put up, I mean, do his thing and just stay focused.
So everybody talked about your catch radius and how if you put the ball up to Alshon Jeffrey somewhere in his catch radius, he was going to come down with it. How impressive is it what AJ does, and what do you like about AJ's game in that respect?
I mean, AJ's a dog. He's a true competitor. Like, he just want the ball and just make plays. Like, I feel like those catches is wild to you, but I mean, for me as a competitor, I'm sure he would say that's just normal. That's every day that he practices. That's routine. Like, I mean, highlight clips is cool, but I feel like that's normal. Like, that's expected. Like, that's his standards. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I know that he being a competitor, that's his standards. Like, he do that all the time.
Do you think AJ and Devontae are one of the very top receiving duos in the NFL?
Oh, for sure. For sure. They definitely 1A or 1B, or any team would take them. Like, they'll be number ones on any team. We got two number ones on our team with Dallas. So, like I said, the sky's the limit.
Could you give me your top five receivers in the NFL?
Oh, top five. I don't know. I feel like the NFL got a lot of great receivers. I can't say top five. Like I said, the Eagles got two of them that's on 18. Like, I feel that they special. Like, I mean, I don't know those guys, but I know the work they put in, and they competitive. So the Eagles got two on 18. The Bengals, Tyreek Hill, you can't forget about Tyreek, Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs. I feel like the list can go on and on. It's a lot of great receivers that's on great teams. It's a lot of great receivers. So I don't have a top five, man. And you got Debo and what's the other receiver for the 49ers? He's pretty special as
Oh,
well.
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah. So you can't, I mean, I feel like everybody got their own little flavor depending on what you like.
Yeah, that's a good point. When you look at AJ Brown and DeVonta Smith and your time in the NFL, when you have two receivers who are that good and their teammates, give me an idea of how competitive you are with each other, but also supporting each other.
I mean, like I said earlier, like me and B. Marshall playing the same team. Like, I just know that he did something well, and I do something that we both agree that he did something well, and I do something well. But it's all funny. It's all fun. Like, it's all love. Like, I'm gonna cheer and root for you. I wanted him to go out there and kill. It was whatever it is, my turn, his turn, whatever it is, for us to win. Like, just have fun with doing it. And some days it's not gonna be this guy's not gonna get the ball. It's the other guy's turn. So, but I understood that, and I'm sure they understand that as well. But it's all fun, they just having fun. There's no competition against each other. And they both pushing each other to be great, so.
Speaking of great, Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox just retired over the last week. Being teammates with those two Eagles legends, can you give me an idea of what it was like to be around Kelce and Fletcher Cox every day and what they brought to the team?
I mean, it was me and Fletcher knew each other before I came to the Eagles. Even we played against each other in the SEC, so we already had a relationship before then. But just getting a feeling, like when Fletcher was calling me and recruiting me, telling me to come to Philly and stuff like that. I always had a great time with Fletcher. He's a funny guy. He's definitely funny in his own way. Like, he played little pranks and stuff. But he was a funny guy. He was cool, mad cool. I love Fletcher. He was. Like I said, we SEC buddies, so we always used to talk trash about the SEC with each other like that. Jason is the Super Bowl parade. That's all I guess. That's Jason. That's Philly's red. That's Philly. Like, yeah, that's Jason. Like, that's all the time. He was always had a great charisma, and always expresses his feelings and stuff like that. So, and always been real with you.
Did you know that he was going to give that Super Bowl speech there at the parade?
Nah, I didn't know, but he gave the best speech of all time, Super Bowl speech of all time, for sure. It's hard to top that.
Can you give me an idea of a prank or two that Fletcher Cox played on you or anybody else?
I ain't gonna get into those details, Frank. I'm not gonna get into that. I'm not gonna get into it.
And you know, Alshon, you played through, if I remember correctly, you had a torn labrum, right, during the Super Bowl run? And that's pretty unbelievable that you played through that torn labrum on the run to winning the Super Bowl. Did you feel the culture and a guy like Jason Kelce, who was playing through a lot of stuff all the time, do you think that that was kind of a culture he helped create, you know, that you were all tough because of that?
I would say in a sense, I mean, because nobody knew I was hurt, honestly. The only person knew was me, Howie, my agent at the time, and probably my family. Nobody else knew that I was hurt, so it just kept it a secret. We just all kept it in house, and we just said that we'll deal with it after the season. I felt that I'm like, it was good enough. I could play, I can make adjustments, I can catch the ball, so let's go.
Hey, celebrity cook Steve Martorano is bringing his Italian-American cooking back home to Philly, where it started. Enjoy Martorano's Prime at Rivers Casino and Steve's famous meatballs with Sunday gravy, prime steaks, and more. So make reservations for Martorano's Prime on Open Table. I've been to the one in Fort Lauderdale. I'm glad it's back in Philly. You know, Alshon, it's extremely rare for Kelce, Fletcher Cox, Lane Johnson, and Brandon Graham, they've played together 12 years or more together. That's pretty amazing. That doesn't happen in the NFL a whole lot. What did all of their leadership mean to the Eagles in that year you won the Super Bowl here?
Man, they all played a huge part, a huge role of, I feel like even me in free agency, taking that leap of deciding where I wanted to go to next after the Bears. So, and that was one of the reasons having all those guys, and I knew what they brought to the table and what kind of competitor they was, but just getting there in the facility and just seeing how everyone gravitated and loved those guys. So, I mean, I feel like, yeah, that was, I'm sure some of the Fletch and Kelce will be missed, but BG's still there and Lane's still there. They can keep the float, hold it afloat, and pass it along.
How were they as far as speaking to the team? Because I know a couple times Jason Kelce gave some very emotional speeches to you guys, maybe when there were some struggles or something like that. Sometimes he was in tears. How impressive were those speeches?
I mean, it was real. I mean, it was especially when we were struggling or if we needed it, you could tell it meant a lot, especially to Kelce. I'm not saying that or before the game, more of a, we didn't have a game that we thought was our best, like the next day or on a Monday or Tuesday, we didn't thought our best. Kelce would let us have and he would take full responsibility of certain things and stuff like that. So for defense, it was different. Like I feel like Fletch and BG talk more before the game or stuff like that. So, but I just know offense inside Kelce definitely was a lot passionate about a lot of things. And I mean, you could just tell it came from the heart.
What did you think of playing in Philly and of course the Super Bowl parade when you saw the millions of Eagles fans there lined up on Broad Street to the Art Museum? What did you think of that whole experience?
Man, it was awesome. I tell people all the time, there's no place like Philly. Like, I mean, I know they say the fans get a bad rap, but I just feel like, it just come with it. Like, I mean, I enjoyed it. I loved it. I appreciate it. Like I said, I was embracing. We won the Super Bowl, so I love it. And it's a great sports town. So, it ain't for everybody. So.
And have you ever talked with some other players? Because I saw Steven Nelson on his podcast, a cornerback, on his podcast, he said, I couldn't take it. It wasn't for me. I can't hear the fans all the time getting on me during the game and all that. Have you talked to some guys who just can't take Philly?
I talked to the opposing team players, and they said they fans are crazy. That's what they said. Most of them said, I said, well, they're just real passionate about their sports. Like, it's not only football, it's everything. So, it's something that you got to understand. You got to be there to understand that. But it ain't for everybody.
What is that like for you? Because they say when you win a championship in Philadelphia, especially the first Super Bowl championship, that when you come back to town, you never have to buy a drink ever again. What is it like when you come back to Philly, or have you experienced that?
I haven't been there in a while, but I'm coming to Philly soon. But I haven't been there in a while. But I mean, Like I said, Philly's awesome place. I love it there. Like I said, they welcome me open arms, special place in my heart. So I'm cutting back on drinking, so I don't think I want no drinks. But yeah, I'm cool on that. Yeah, but I appreciate a meal or two or whatever the case. It don't have to be a meal. It could be something simple. That's all that matters to me.
How were those times with your teammates? Because they say when you win a championship with your brothers on the team, it's a brotherhood. And is that a bond for life? But give me an idea of the celebrations that you guys had together as teammates, whether it was after winning the Super Bowl, after winning other big games, the brotherhood that you have.
I mean, I just think that it was just special that whole season because I feel like we did a lot of things together. Like whether it's somebody's birthday, we went to the bowling alley. We did a lot of things together for us, but like offense or defense wise, like we was all gelling and we was all hanging out. We were all having a good time, like together, like outside, off the field. So that's a special part. And even when we won the NFC Championship, me and Jason Peters was together. I mean, yeah, JP was together. JP was like, he was just venting to me and just telling me like, just thank you and just so appreciated. Like, even though he was hurt, he was like, man, he's been to the NFC Championship before, but he's like, man, it's the first time in my life I ever get the Super Bowl. So man, I appreciate everybody who's a part of it, you for coming here and stuff like that. And we had a real conversation, but I just told him, definitely, we're not done. We're not gonna let you down. We're not, even though you're not playing, you've been a part of this all year. We're not gonna let you down. Everybody who's hurt, we still got one more game to go.
And you were there for the Super Bowl, and then the Eagles tried to get back to the Super Bowl a bunch of years after that. And you saw something was just different with Carson Wentz. He wasn't able to be that level of player that he was in 2017. How much do you think Nick Foles winning the Super Bowl and then them bringing in Jalen Hurts, how much do you think that that weighed on Carson Wentz and kind of changed him?
Man, I wouldn't know. I'm just being honest. Like, you gotta ask. I feel like that's a question you gotta ask him. Honestly, for me, I just feel like, like I said, you gotta move on from it. The next year is the next year, and you gotta make the best of it. It didn't work. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for everybody. We wanted to win more Super Bowls and stuff like that. Things happen.
Give me an idea of being a receiver in the NFL because you watch all these other sports. Is being a receiver the most dependent position in all of sports on somebody else?
I feel like every position matter in football. Like every man must do their job for however long they can do it, whether it's 1 second, 2 second, 3 second. Like football, everything matter, every inch matter. Like so you have to I wouldn't say receiver is the most important job, but I just feel that everybody is hold accountable and you gotta do your job. So I feel like each piece matter, whether it's offense, defense, special teams, that's one sport, everything really matters.
Well, what I actually meant by that was, okay, so you got the quarterback. You could have two or three receivers running routes, and let's say a couple are open, but quarterback's got to throw you the ball. So is receiver kind of the most dependent position on somebody else, meaning the quarterback throwing him the ball? Because, a lot of times you could be running routes, you could be open, but the quarterback may not necessarily throw you the ball in that play. Maybe he throws it to the tight end, throws it to somebody else. Just how dependent is the position of receiver in football?
I feel like just understanding that you're not gonna get the ball every play. So I always understood that, and I feel like yeah, when he throws you the ball, you gotta make the play. So I understand your question, what you're saying, but I just feel that, like I said, I always understood that I'm not gonna get the ball every play. So I'm gonna affect the game. It's other ways you can affect the game than getting the ball. So I might have to go run this route for a decoy. I'm gonna have to give it up for the team. No matter if I'm open or not. Well, I could be open on this double team, but I just know I got this is me. This is my part, my job I gotta do right now.
And I'm sure you probably heard this year, AJ Brown is a very emotional guy. He's a passionate, emotional guy. And you see him on the sidelines or sometimes on the field. He lets that passion and emotion out. And some people say, oh, it's another receiver wanting the ball and saying things like that on the field. And AJ says it's just about emotion and passion and holding his teammates accountable. Do you feel for that sometimes with AJ and other receivers? Because a lot of times receivers get singled out for being the guys that are talking the most or on the field expressing their emotions and stuff like that.
I mean, I feel like it's coming from a good place. You just got to understand if you know, if you want your teammates, you understand it's coming from a good place. Like, you know, I play with B. Marshall, who's more one what to say of kind of like AJ, I would say, but I just let him be him. That's part of that would make him great. You gotta let him be him. That's what makes him great. Like on the TV, do look good to some people. Everybody got an opinion, but all that matters is the brotherhood that's in that locker room. So it don't really okay, y'all. Everybody make a big deal out of anything these days. So I just feel like it's clickbait. You know, continue to be you, AJ, and continue to make plays and bring a Super Bowl to Philly this year, or you know. Some deliver us a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it's interesting because Alshon, it has changed so much with professional athletes now with social media being out there. How hard is it to stay off social media or not pay attention to what the guy in his mom's basement somewhere far away is saying on Twitter? Like, how hard is that to ignore all that?
I mean, I feel like for me, I understood that the moment I played football from Little League, I became a you become a public figure. Somebody got opinions when you're little. So when you get to the big leagues, it's the same opinion, just that somebody can just go online and say it. It's no different. Either if you was reading a newspaper and somebody wrote something good or bad about you, it's no different. So you got to understand that. And everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So just know who you are and be aware of yourself, and it's all love.
Did you ever find yourself looking at stuff like that and it got you down at all, or were you completely able to stay away from it?
I mean, for the most part, I stay away from it because I know who I am. Like, you gotta understand, it's this professional. We're not gonna win every game. I'm not gonna make every play. I want to. Everybody wants to. Just like you want to be the best reporter or somebody want to be the best doctor, but that's just life. You just gotta keep practicing and keep going at it.
So what do you think right now when you look at the free agent moves the Eagles have made? Of course, Saquon Barkley, we talked about him. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, they bring back him at safety, and they signed a young edge rusher, Bryce Huff, from the Jets. Do you think the Eagles have put themselves back in position to be a contender in the NFC?
I mean, I feel like we always a contender every year. We always a contender every year. Oh, like it's every year we a contender. I mean, dude, did that put the Super Bowl a bust? I feel like the expectation of that or winning the NFC. Yeah, I mean, getting Saquon add more pieces, but I'm sure Howie's not done. Like we'll add some more pieces. So, but like I say, they just got to put the work in the offseason and just focus on locking in the brotherhood and just all the outside noise don't matter. It's just, you know, what's in the locker room and just keep focusing, just keep going. Keep your head down and just stay focused.
So were you ever there and witnessed Jalen Hurts squatting the 600 pounds?
No, I never witnessed that. I never witnessed.
So now you got Saquon Barkley coming in here, and it looks like he can also squat 600 pounds. Those tush pushes or the brotherly shove, I'm sure you're familiar with those. I mean, those are going to probably be even more impressive this year, huh?
Like I said, it's gonna be special. You know, we may not be too much in third and long now. I mean, third and one or second and one or whatever, fourth and whatever. We may not be in those positions. So, like I said, I'm excited to see what happens. And but if we're in there, I'm excited. You know, you can either give Jalen the ball or Saquon. So, you know, pick your poison.
And congratulations to you, by the way, getting your number retired.
I
Number
appreciate
one,
that. Thank
right? It's retired forever.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
When you look back, what are you most proud of in your college career and or NFL career?
Most proud of, I would say, in the NFL, you know, just make winning the Super Bowl. Like, so like, that's the highest, just winning the Super Bowl. Or, I mean, I had fun, a lot of fun in college. So I feel like I'm not going to even be honest. I had a lot of fun in college. So I can't say I'm proud of all the moments in college. But in the NFL, I would say winning the Super Bowl is ultimate. Yeah.
There you go. Well, it was good to catch up with you, Alshon Jeffrey. Welcome back to Philly when you come back. Of course, you're a Super Bowl champion in the city of Philadelphia for life. So Best wishes to you.
Thanks for having me. God bless.
Hey, everybody. Let's welcome in Brian Gilbert, Saquon Barkley's high school football coach at Whitehall High School. And I got to ask you, what was your reaction when you first got the news that Saquon Barkley was coming back to Pennsylvania near his home here?
Then I don't have to wear this sweatshirt anymore. So we'll throw that away right now. That's my first reaction. I don't have to try to find a way to watch a Giants game anymore. So it's, you know, Eagles fans all the way now. You know, my kids and my wife, we all root for the Eagles here. So we couldn't be happier personally. And the Whitehall community couldn't be happier for him and his family. And listen, it's going to be a great, great marriage between Saquon Barkley and the Eagles.
So that's pretty amazing. You're an Eagles fan. Did you ever think that this day was possible after you saw him running all over the Eagles these last 6 years?
No, because I would never think that the New York Giants would let a running back go to their main competition. So it really isn't a day that we thought was going to happen, but we couldn't be happier.
So how did you get the news?
My phone started blowing up at school. Actually, we had a power outage today. We had no power down at Palisades today because of the high winds that we had today. So no power, but I still had cell service. So my phone was blowing up. I'm sure everybody kind of heard it at the same time. And just one thing led to another and made a couple calls to make sure it was, you know, not fake news. And we rolled from there.
How big of a signing is this for the Eagles when you look at Jalen Hurts, the receivers they have, Dallas Goedert, and the offensive line they have?
Listen, talent everywhere, you know, and the NFL has a lot of talent everywhere, but especially down the Eagles, this might be the piece that they're missing to get them over the hump, you know, to help their run game out a little bit. I know it was down last year. But I think more importantly, more than the X and O's and what he's going to provide on the field, which everybody can see, is he's going to be an ambassador to the city. Philadelphia, the city, is getting someone that's going to do right by them. You know, he's going to have a great appearance. He's going to talk well about the city. In the locker room, he's going to be a leader. You know, he'll be the first one there, last one to leave. And, you know, with Jason Kelsey and Fletcher Cox retiring, you know, I think the locker room's going to welcome, you know, a leader like Saquon Barkley.
Can you tell us what he was like in high school? And did you always see this coming for him, the success that he's had as a running back in the NFL?
No. And, you know, that's a popular question. And, you know, he has gotten better every year. And that's what makes Saquon so special. You know, through his high school process, every year he wanted to get himself better. He worked and worked and worked. And really what he'd always ask us coaches is, you know, what do you think I need to work on? And then that's when he went and he would work on that in the offseason. When he went to Penn State, the same thing. And talking with Coach Franklin and their coaches through his years at Penn State, they said the same thing. You know, Saquon, when you came in here, you need to work on blocking. So that's what he worked on. You need to work on receiving. Now look what kind of receiver he is out of the backfield. So the progression that he's made is only due to his hard work. So when he gets to Eagles camp and those coaches, they're going to let him know what they want him to do. And he's going to really work on it.
Is he the perfect back for the Philadelphia Eagles in the fact that he can run the ball, he can also catch the ball, and you talked about his blocking. He can block, he can pick up blitzes and all that.
Think about it. Think about the receiver core they have with Jalen maybe riding Saquon into the line, might give it to him, might pull it, might throw it, might run it. I mean, the possibilities with that offense is unbelievable. I do. I think he's a perfect back for this offense. And I just think he's going to make everybody else around him better. I really do. And you'll see how the vibe will feel different with him in the locker room.
How much pride is there at Whitehall High School, Saquon Barkley coming from there, and not just the way he's performed in the NFL, but the way he's represented himself as well?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you know, obviously the athletic director, Bob Hartman, and all his coaches at Whitehall and you know, my staff, when we were all there, we think so highly of him. But what's really neat is, you know, you'll walk through Whitehall and you'll have the cafeteria lady say, "Hey, have you talked to Saquon? How's he doing?" Or the grounds crew, the guys working outside, cutting the grass, you know, everybody that has a chance to experience Saquon's just personality, you know, is always touched by him. So very special.
And when you would go see him play in the NFL, playing for the Giants against your Eagles, what were you wearing when you were sitting there in the stands, whether it's at the Link or up at MetLife Stadium?
Unfortunately, I was rooting for Saquon. In my my boys and my wife, they were in Eagles gear. I kept true to him and rooted for Saquon and the Giants. So this is a relief. You know, now I can get rid of all that ugly blue and start wearing Eagles stuff more proud. So
do you think there's going to be a big return or buyback policy up there in New York, you know, with all those Saquon Giants jerseys? I mean, what's going to happen to all those?
I don't know, but someone's out of a lot of money. But, you know, just to that point, I read an article just when this all broke today about how the players on the Giants team reacted to this news. And to tell you how special he is, they all wished him well. You know, there was no hard feelings. They sincerely wanted him to be happy. You know, they were hoping that he wasn't going to play in the NFC East, but they're happy for Saquon and they're happy that he's going to be happy. So that says a lot about, you know, in this day and age where social media, something could have been thrown out there.
Obviously, he played up at Penn State. And when he was growing up in the Whitehall area, what fan of a team was he? Because I don't know if he was an Eagles fan from what I've heard in the past.
Yeah, you know, I think he was brought up more of a Jets fan. His dad's a big Jets fan. They grew up in the city, came out here when he was young to Whitehall. So I think, you know, I'm not sure if he was too much of an Eagles fan, but in our area here, Whitehall, you know, we have such a big Eagles fan base that I'm sure some point in his, you know, adulthood here, he switched over until he became a Giant, of course. But, you know, the Penn State people, you could tell that they're excited too, because Penn State is part of our Eagles fan base. So it's very exciting.
I'm getting a sense there are going to be a lot of buses coming down from the Whitehall area for these Eagles games now with Saquon wearing the Eagles green.
Yeah, there were multiple buses all his years up at Penn State. Everybody loaded up at Whitehall High School and went up to Penn State. So I've already heard some chatter with, you know, who's going to run the buses to get everybody down to the Link. So you're absolutely right. That's going to happen.
How much pride do you have that you had a part in this and helping him reach his dream of getting drafted into the NFL? And now it's like it's come full circle here.
I had a small part, you know, it's funny when I do talk to him, we kid because, you know, everybody in high school wants to be a superstar, you know, and us high school coaches, we spread the rock around a little bit, you know, we gave it to other backs and he would bust my chops a little bit, say, thanks for saving my legs by not giving me the ball all the time. And, you know, in hindsight, people are like, were you crazy? Why wouldn't you give him the ball every down? But, you know, the small part that we had in it is a joint effort from our school district and community. And like I said, we couldn't be prouder.
And you know what? He's been through a lot. You just talked about how maybe you didn't give him all the carries that he could have possibly had. Penn State, Miles Sanders was there as well. And then you see the contract negotiations back and forth with the Giants. How do you think he has handled all of this through the years?
Yeah, you know, probably frustrated inside, but would never show it. You know, he wants to be on the field. He wants to be an every down back. He wants to, you know, help out his teammates as much as possible. But he'll never complain about it. He's always, always going to respect his coaches. And you saw that when the Giants were struggling, there was always a microphone in his, you know, in his face asking him, well, don't you think the coaches should have done this, that, or the other thing? And he never went against that. Think about how he acted with the whole contract thing last year. You know what I mean? They Giants, you know, weren't going to pay him. They were going to do this. They were hemming and hawing. And not once did he say one bad thing about the organization or the Giants. And that's what the Eagles fan base is going to get. And I think the owners for the Eagles know it. And they showed it in the contract that they were able to get to him.
Can you imagine, though, when he gets the opportunity to play against the Giants twice a year, what is going to kind of be built up inside of him?
Oh, it's good. I can't imagine. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of, you know, anxiety, I'm sure.
How about the number? So he's 26 with the Giants all these years, but what did he wear in high school? 21? What number 20, do you think?
Yep, 21. Who's 26 on the Eagles? Is there a 26?
Well, Miles Sanders. Did Miles Sanders wear 26? He's no longer there. I got to check that. But 21, yeah. I guess, is Sidney Brown. Do you know?
Yeah, like, so I think 26 is going to be the number. Yeah, I think 26. I think that'll fit him well. I don't think he's looking to change. He's made that number famous. So I'm hoping it's 26.
All right. Well, those 26 Eagles jerseys with Barkley on the back, that's going to be a hot item up in Whitehall, huh?
It is. I bet the printers are already putting them out there for sure. Yep. The guys are going to be, it's going to be in our Dick's store probably by the end of the week.
Well, I got to tell you, congrats to you, seeing him come home, sort of. This is, within an hour. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our viewers in the Delaware Valley about Saquon joining the Eagles?
Just that, know that he's going to jump in there and be an ambassador to the city and the team, and he's going to do right by you guys and give him a lot of support, and I just, it's going to be exciting to see how he does with the guys around him. And, I think the Eagles players should be excited too, and let's roll. I can't wait, this can't start soon enough. So I can't wait to be down there and cheering him on.
All right, great. So Brian Gilbert from Whitehall High School. He was Saquon Barkley's high school coach. When you were wearing his Saquon Barkley Giants jersey, would you have your Eagles stuff underneath it at all?
Probably not. I stayed loyal to him, but it was hard. And my kids, they didn't talk to me. And, we'd watch the games together if we weren't at the game. And there was a lot of trash talking in this house. So we can all be on the same page now.
Well, you got it. That's such a cool story for you and your family to see Saquon come back home for you. Brian Gilbert, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you. Go Eagles. Oh, I'm so flagrant.